Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris says, if it were your call, not what you think the team would do, who would you target in a trade? And then Connor says, which field-stretching wide receiver should the Bills trade for immediately, and why is the only correct answer Rashid Shaheed? I actually like that answer. I do think Rashid
answer.
Shaheed is really a great fit for the Buffalo Bills if you're going to – that type of player would be a great fit if you're going to look for a speed guy, a wide receiver, also because he can return punts and kicks. He's very good at it. That would kind of solve a little bit of that problem, if you will, if you want to have a guy who can do that while also contributing on the roster.
Wasn't Adam Henry also in New Orleans for a little while?
Adam Henry?
Yeah, the Bills coach.
Oh, yeah. I know Joe Brady was, but that was a while ago.
Let me see.
Henry came from, where did he came from? Cleveland, didn't he? Or he came from Dallas maybe at one point? I'm going to look for him right now. Hold on. Let me see.
No, you're right. He was Dallas
Cowboys. Dallas and Cleveland. I got both those right. Then Indiana, yeah. No, you're thinking of the quarterback's coach, Ronald Curry.
Oh, Ronald Curry was in?
Yes.
Okay. Well, interesting. Yeah, Rashid Shaheed's a good answer. I think that's a great answer about another player on that team. Not necessarily a field-stretching wide receiver. I think Chris Olave is a really good player. And if he could be had, you know, that would be talk about somebody who can separate. That would be like a strictly – did we have this conversation? This might have been the Monday show, so they all blend together. The perfect person for the Bills to target is Trey Hendrickson. The problem is the Bengals aren't going to do that because the Bengals still think that they can win the AFC North. The Bengals should be thinking about the future, but they're going out and making a move for Joe Flacco, which clearly to me says that they're not willing to punt on the season yet.
Right.
But Trey Hendrickson is literally a rental. Like, he is a 1 year. This is it. He's a free agent after this year. I mean, for the Bills, he would immediately become your most effective pass rusher. So that's, to me, like the perfect target. It's just not realistic because I don't see it happening.
Ronald Curry was with New Orleans for quite a while and actually was the passing game coordinator in 22 and 23. So he would be intimately familiar with that. All right. What else do we have here?
Well, do you have one?
No,
go ahead. Do you have somebody who you think would be an ideal target for the Bills?
Oh, I do. I actually think that is the guy. I think Rashid Shaheed would be like, because to me, it matters that he would be able, if you're going to make Brandon Codrington inactive simply because he doesn't offer enough, which, you know, I like Brandon Codrington and think the Bills like him, but because he doesn't offer enough, you're trying to play with these numbers and how it works roster wise. You're trying to fit everything in. Shaheed is actually a very good return man, and he can stretch the field and be an offensive weapon for you.
I have another fun one. It's not fun, but it's like kind of a no-brainer Bills move that I think that they could make. The Bills trade for Rasul Douglas. Doesn't that just make too much sense?
I don't know. I think you're kind of doing the Trey White thing again. Maybe if just a little bit better. Maybe. I don't know.
I think better. I do.
Has he been? They're pretty terrible in Miami on defense.
Okay, but here's the thing. I feel like if you're going to play a lot of zone defense, Rasul Douglas is still an effective player. I feel like Rasul Douglas got exploited a lot last year when they went into man, which a lot of tied to when Kyir Elam was on the field because they played a lot of man when Kyir was on the field. So I feel like if you're going to play some zone defense with Benford, Rasul Douglas might be a better option and just give you a bit more depth than you currently – because right now – after Christian Benford and Tre'Davious White, your next option is Jamarcus Ingram, right?
And then Dane Jackson, yeah.
So that's why I'm like, okay, like Russ, it's not going to be an expensive addition. I would give a sixth or a seventh round pick for a team that's probably not going to.
There could be another guy out there that you could target. I don't know who, though. I mean, like you did Rasul Douglas a couple of years ago. It is funny, though. You mentioned Kyir Elam. Do you remember, like, in training camp, Kyir Elam started off, he had a couple picks in a practice. How many times? look at this. Look at that. Dallas, Kyrie Lum. He looks great as soon as he leaves the Bills. Yeah, he looks terrible this year. He's bench. Sorry. I mean,
yeah,
you know, it's an indictment on the Bills pick for sure. Like Kyrie Lum was not a good pick. He was a bust as a first round pick, but he didn't go to Dallas and suddenly become good. He can't get on the field anymore for them because he is not good.
But my only counter to what you said was that there's probably somebody out there who's better. I don't disagree, but I don't think you're trading for somebody who would play above Hairston long term. I think that you're trying to find kind of a
You mean like beyond this year?
Yeah. Well, because Russell Douglas.
Oh, I wouldn't care about it anyway. I think it would be like a Russell Douglas trade from.
Yeah, but Russell Douglas had a year and a half on his contract when they got him. So that was part of the cost to acquire him was a third round pick because there was more in the future. I don't think I could see them doing something like that because of Hairston. Like Hairston might not be the plan to start at cornerback two right now, but he certainly will be next year. Like that'll be the training camp. It'll be Hairston and Christian Benford 100%. As the two guys.
And I mean, even when here's the other thing I want to say about Hairston, Matt, like I know that at some point he's going to probably start practicing. And when that happens, it's going to be, okay, Max Hairston, 21 days, let's go.
He's not ready to just go.
No, you folks, like we got to lower the expectation as McDermott actually said correctly. Like, I think it's unfair to Max Hairston in the Buffalo Bills. If suddenly you think he's just going to walk on the field and be a starter and make all these plays, if he did, that'd be amazing. But he has missed so much time. And by the way, at this point of the year, you're not getting those reps back that are training camp reps. You're just game planning. Practice is different now. You're not just having the guy step on the field and suddenly make an impact on your defense like that. It would be pretty wild if that happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He so might be able to help and he can ease into it. I just think the expectation has to be lowered a little bit from some people.
So we'll end on this. If I could give you one position that the Bills could address, what would you think it would be? Cornerback, wide receiver, linebacker?
What I think they would do?
What you think they would do.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly outside of Cleveland, think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Corner
and
corner. I was gonna say safety because I don't know if they are fully committed on the way you're saying, like what Taylor Rapp is like, but I think they are because it's such an important position. And I've always said, and it is like such an important position for them to line people up and things like that. And Jordan Hancock is back there, and you know, they like Cam Lewis a little bit. So I'm gonna say corner, outside corner specifically. If they what they would do, I do think that they could use help at wide receiver to get a guy that can be faster and get down the field. I don't think that's something that they're going to go out and do as much.
I agree. I think that cornerback would be the most likely position that they address. Wide receiver would be the position I feel like would be the most no-brainer move. I still think I would like to see both. If I was, you know, running the team, I would probably
be
saying.
Did you see Adam Schefter's comment on the podcast he was on recently about trades?
No, what did he say?
So Adam Schefter yesterday, after the Ravens and Chargers made a deal, right? And OA goes to The Chargers send a safety back. He said on a podcast, he was quoted, he said basically he expects a deal or two every single week on Monday or Tuesday leading up to the trade deadline to add to like 10 or 12 deals total. In the
league. Good. I mean, I feel like a lot of teams think that this is as open of a year as they've had in a while. And that's why I feel like these teams that maybe normally wouldn't be attacking are trying to be a bit more aggressive. And I feel like the Bills, even coming off of a loss and even, you know, with the questions and the concerns that we've talked about, should still be aggressive and trying to make this be the year that they get to the Super Bowl or win a Super Bowl. You know, I know that hindsight's a hell of a thing, and you probably wish you didn't give up a third round pick for Amari Cooper and it didn't work out last year. But that wouldn't scare me away from trying to go find another move. even if it is with a relatively premium asset. I wouldn't even think twice about giving up a day three pick if it's a player you think could help you. Fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh round, I don't care. Do it. You make the move. If you're talking about a second or third round pick, yeah, you got to really make sure that it's a smart move for the team. But other than that, like, because that's the thing, like Rashid Shaheed, I don't think that would be a player that would cost you a third round pick. I think that'd be a fourth or a fifth round pick. And I think that that would be a no-brainer move to make.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's
outside
not,
of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.